Welcome to BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
Hello, folks. It's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. I am absolutely excited to talk to Kendra Lee, Chairman of the Board and Chief Executive Officer of American Company. Kendra, welcome to the podcast and video interview. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Jeremy. It's a pleasure. It's the first time I'm doing a podcast, so this is fun.
Oh, awesome. All right. Hey, first time for everything and first of many, many, many more. So Kendra, it's reported recently that Merichem sold its technology business unit to Black Bay Energy. Tell us the details and, you know, why did this transaction come to fruition?
Okay. Merichem company, you know, we really have two business units. We have our technologies unit and a couple of associated businesses with that. And then we have our caustic services business. And so as we really looked at the strategic plan for where Merichem is headed, it was very evident that for the process technology business to really grow effectively, it needed new ownership. And so we started looking, probably started this process not quite a year ago. And ultimately, after we went through all the first stages of looking at memorandums and presentations, we wound up working with Black Bay Energy Capital for the acquisition. So I think they're going to be a great partner.
So that technology business unit, that's comprised of Merichem Process Technologies and Merichem Catalyst Products. Is that correct?
That's correct. So it's the technology business that sells the fiber film contactor units into refineries, midstream, downstream, and then also our LOCAT technology that can go everywhere from midstream, downstream, does also hits the renewables. So LOCAT addresses the H2S market. Fiber film traditionally treats a little bit lighter sulfur species that are entrained in liquids. And gotcha. Then there's the associated catalyst business with both of those where specific treating operations require catalyst.
Got it. Okay. Kendra, thanks for that knowledge. So tell me about sort of the structure of American Company, maybe after the acquisition and get into a little bit about, you know, your other business unit and how, you know, where will we go from here on that side of the business?
Okay. You know, it's exciting. I'm looking forward to it. American Company is, I kind of think of it as going back to our roots, Jeremy. You know, we're really handling spent caustic today. That's the business we're continuing with. It's a fabulous business. If we look at where the company was prior to divestiture, it was about half and half, half technologies, half caustics. Mm-hmm. And so this really allows us to streamline operations, improve profitability, and really just get to run a fun business that is needed and really provides a benefit to refiners, especially along the Gulf Coast, but internationally as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay. Awesome. And tell us about the background of Merichem. It's a really interesting background, Kendra. It really goes back to about 1945. Just give us a quick, you know, minute or two on kind of the founder and your connection to the founder. I think people would be interested in that.
Okay. So Merichem Company, originally founded by a man, John T. Files, and two other partners in 1945. John Files was my grandfather. Mm-hmm. So that's where the connection comes from. They started this business. They bought what was called M&M Chemicals. It was a soap and wax manufacturer on Greens Bayou here in Houston. And then really what they did is they started taking spent chrysolate from refineries, from the treatment of gasoline. And they started recovering the chrysolic acids out of the spent chrysolate. And this is why I say caustics is kind of going back to our roots, right? Mm-hmm. And so they would take the chrysolate, refine it into a usable industrial chemical and go into those markets. Those gentlemen ran the company up until early to mid 60s when they thought, okay, maybe it needs to be in the hands of someone else. And so they sold the company to Jefferson Lake Sulfur. And then after a couple of years, John went, oh no, they can't run that. And he bought it back. So
there, when did he do that? When did he buy it back?
Mid-60s. I don't know the date off the top of my head. Yeah. 65, 67, something like that.
That's
and
cool.
So it's really cool. So he bought it back, and ultimately he worked at the company up until he passed away. He was at the office one day and not the next. So
Wow,
he was a very hands-on owner. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Wasn't there a relationship with Sasol in the 70s?
It was the late 90s. So Sasol was a large raw material supplier to Maricam Company. And John really recognized the importance of that. And so he spent most, I'd say, late 80s to early 90s, really trying to develop that relationship and put an agreement in place. So in 97, he did take the chrysolic acid business and put it into a joint venture with Sasol.
Oh, wow.
And that joint venture lasted until 2012. At the end of 2012, Sasol really decided they were the better owner for that joint venture and bought Maricam out of that. And it was the right move, because Maricam had really, from 97 to 2012, had really morphed into the technology business. So we developed our fiber film technology in the mid 70s. And you really saw that grow and flourish in the early 2000s. And so by the time Sasol said, no, we want to own all of Marisol, which was the joint venture, it made perfect sense. They were the right home for the business after that.
That's cool. Kendra, are there other family members in the business? You know,
there aren't.
Okay. All right.
So everybody always asks me that. They go, oh, wow, it's a family company. And I'm very proud of the fact that Maricam feels like a family company. We really drive that sense of family as a culture, but we're not a family company. If you look at it, you had John Files as the founder. You had one other person, his nephew, my cousin, who ran the joint venture. And then when John passed away, he came back and started running Maricam. I've worked for the company now for 28 years, right out of college, and worked my way up into a position that when my cousin, Ken Curry, when he retired, I was in a position that I could take over running the company.
Oh, cool.
Those are the only three family members. So we're really, we are privately held, but we're not really a family company. We are a company, you know, that treats our employees like family.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's great. Oh, really cool. Neat. No, I appreciate the history. And a lot of folks maybe don't know that history. So I appreciate you taking a little time to talk about it. So Kendra, let's talk about kind of the present and the future. You know, so much pressure is on industry for meeting, ESG standards, improving emissions controls. And, that is going to be a focus in the future. Tell me a little bit about Maricam's role in this demand that we're seeing from industry, and what role does Maricam play in that success?
Okay. I'm going to do it twofold. I'm going to talk a little bit about Maricam Technologies, which is the new company that Black Bay Energy formed. And then I'll talk a little bit about Maricam Company.
Perfect.
But on the technology side for Maricam Technologies, really where they play again, it's in that H2S removal from both your gas streams and then the sulfur through your liquid streams to clean those up before they go to market. In addition, what they're really looking at and where Black Bay is going to be an excellent partner going forward, I'm really excited that they ultimately got ownership of the business, is as you look at the renewables market and the upstream and midstream market, they have a lot of knowledge about sulfur removal in those spaces that Maricam was not as deep in. And so Maricam Technologies has a new product in development that will address the H2S market on a smaller scale. So if you think about our LOCAT technology, it addresses sort of a mid-range of sulfur needs. Mm-hmm. And then you have the scavengers on the light end, on the smaller end. Well, this new technology they're developing is going to address that smaller end with the scavengers and do it with a more environmentally friendly catalyst and it's really exciting to see, and then to look at how they're going to place that into renewables where the LOCAT units can't go. So I think you're going to see a lot of really fun growth out of Merichem Technologies. If you think about Merichem Company, by us really focusing on our caustic services business, if you think about what that business does, it doesn't address emissions, but what it does address is hazardous waste for the industry. So, you know, if anyone who does caustic treating to clean up any of their liquid streams, we can take that for them. And then we can, under a EPA guidance called beneficial reuse, yep, we then move it into a market as a substitute for fresh caustic. So really our real sale point there is that we're reducing the amount of manifested hazardous waste that's being moved about.
Gotcha. Oh, that's fantastic, Kendra. Thank you for that explanation. So Kendra, our last question before we wrapped up is just, hey, what's next? You know, where do you see Merichem heading into this year, 2024, and maybe even beyond? I'll just kind of leave that open-ended.
Okay, fair enough. So the first half of this year is probably all about the transition.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It is about getting the two companies separated. It's getting Merichem Technologies stood up and on their own, since they are a platform company and they weren't absorbed into somewhere else.
Gotcha.
They've got to get all their own back office set up. For Merichem Company, once we get past that transition, it's really the focus on that spent caustics and then delving into what else can we do that plays into those strengths around logistics and, possibly waste management. That's certainly an option out there. But really what we are is we're really strong with customer service, customer relationships, and we have a great logistics model. So we'll be looking at how do we expand on that to better serve our customers.
Kendra, thank you so much. It's always great talking to you, and we're blessed and fortunate to spend some time with you. And congratulations on the recent news.
Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
And you're welcome back anytime. So folks, thank you so much for listening. For all those who are following us on various social media platforms, on our website, vicmagazine.com and beyond, we just want to say thank you so much for listening and participating. Remember, if you want to see more videos, news, podcasts, check out vicmagazine.com. If you're looking for events, go to vicmagazine.com as well. Lots of events coming up soon. And as always, remember, folks, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to Bic Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast. Log on to BicMagazine.com for industry news and resources. Bic Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast is brought to you by the Bic Alliance. Bic Alliance and its sister companies, Bic Magazine, Bic Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BicAlliance.com for more information.